In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a bushel, but rather puts it on a lampstand so that it can give light to everyone in the house. We stop and think about just how a candle would work. If there's something in the way, you have a shadow. So even though you have the candle that is bearing light, anything that stands in the way is going to block that light. So anything behind it is still going to be in the dark. And if we are supposed to be the light, we have to then look within our own selves and ask the question, is there anything that's blocking that light from shining? Is there anything that I'm putting in the way? Is there any sin that's in the way that's not allowing the light even to get into my own soul, let alone to flow out from within? You think about the way that our Lord speaks to us and about us, that we're supposed to have this spring that's welling up to everlasting life. It's supposed to be overflowing. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be radiating. Most of us, not much gets out, does it? Maybe there's a trickle of water every once in a while that makes its way out, or maybe there's a little bit of light that escapes. But in the lives of most of us, there's an awful lot that seems to be blocking it. Ask yourself the simple question, how many people have been glorifying God because they see your good works? Because they see the evidence of your faith? In other words, how much light is shining? We have that faith. We wouldn't be here if we didn't. But the Lord didn't ask us just to let the light shine while we're in church, or just when we're with people that are of common mind. He wants us to have that light shining all the time, so that it's going to give light even to those who live in darkness. And right now, that's the majority of the world. One of the things that I regularly point out to people is that the darker things become, the less intense the light needs to be able to see it. So even if we're a pretty dull light, when it's really, really dark, you can still see a dull light. So even if we're letting a little bit out, at least that's a good thing. But we can ask ourselves, is there a way that more light can get out? If I'm supposed to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, whose light is shining so that it can be seen for miles and miles around, is that happening? Am I allowing my light to be put on a lampstand? Am I elevating it so that it is giving light to everything? Or have I lit it and then I'm putting it down with all kinds of things that are blocking it so that the light, yes, the light is burning, but it's not really giving light to a lot around me because I'm not allowing it out? Those are the kinds of things we can be looking at as we consider what might be in the way. What kind of things are blocking the light? Sometimes we don't want it to shine. Sometimes we're embarrassed to allow the light to shine. Sometimes we're afraid to allow the light to shine. Sometimes, sadly, we don't want to be known as followers of Christ because of whatever consequences might follow. So again, even those kinds of things, even if we have the light burning within us, if we're not allowing it out because of fear or because of embarrassment or whatever it might be, then we need to work against that. Because remember, first of all, our Lord told us that if we're embarrassed of Him, He's going to be embarrassed of us. If we deny Him, He's going to deny us. So we don't want to be doing that. We want to make sure that He is the light that is shining within, Because that's exactly what St. John told us. Jesus is the light, and the light came into the darkness. The darkness wasn't able to overcome it. The only problem is that, like with everything, we have a free will. And so our free will can overcome it. Can't overcome Jesus, but it can overcome the point of allowing the light out. So that's where we have to make a choice to be able to say, I want the Lord to shine through me. Now understand what that means. It means we have to get out of the way. If we're going to go out proudly to make sure that everyone sees the light, guess what they're going to see? Me. Because it's me that I'm trying to show everybody. That's not what they need to see. They see more than enough of us. They need to see the Lord. So we need to be humble and still say, I want to bring the light into the world. I want people to see Jesus. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see him. So again, just that little change in the disposition makes a huge difference in how much that light is going to shine. We don't need to be seeking any kind of glory for ourselves, but for him. That's a challenge. In our humanness, in our brokenness, in our sinfulness, we want it to be about ourselves. In our charity, we want it to be for him. So again, are we operating out of selfishness or are we operating out of charity? We have to continually work to get the selfishness out. Because no matter what we do until we achieve perfection, there's going to be some selfishness in there. We want to keep working to get rid of that so that the light can shine more and more brightly. That selfishness is what blocks everything. To whatever degree it's being blocked, that's the degree to which people don't see the Lord and instead they see us. So the more that we can die to self, the more humble we can be, the more that we can get out of the way, the more that the light of Christ can shine in us and through us. And that's what we're supposed to be. Because our Lord told us that we're the light of the world, which is a pretty astounding thing because he is the light of the world. So if we're to be the light of the world, that means he has to shine through us because he's the real light that came into the darkness. But what a wonderful thing. He came into our darkness, our own individual darkness, as well as the darkness of the world around us. So it needs to start by allowing that light to shine within. Get rid of the sins and get rid of the junk that stands in the way of allowing his light to shine in us. Then we can bring that light out into the outer darkness. Once we can get rid of the inner darkness, or at least the majority of it anyway, then that light can shine in the outer darkness. That's what people need to see. But it's what you and I need to see first. So let's work on getting rid of the junk so that the light can shine. And then we can bring it out and the world can see the Savior. They can see the light that they are in so desperate need of seeing. And the more, again, the more junk we can get out of the way, the brighter the light can shine. But at this point, it is so dark out there that even if you've gotten rid of some of the junk and just a little bit of the light shines through, it'll still be evident. People will still be able to see it. So do the best you can. Don't think you have to wait until you achieve perfection before you can go out there and bring the light, because that happens, we'll never achieve perfection. Just do the best you can with what you've got and keep working to get rid of more and more. More sin, more selfishness, more stuff, whatever we've got blocking that light, inner and outer, so that we can allow that light to shine, so that it can enlighten us first in our mind and in our hearts, and then with our own selves transformed by that light, we can go out into the world and we can bring the light into the darkness.